you know, back in sort of a heyday or a heady day. Anyway, we played Madison Square Garden. I mean, so the thrill of that for a lifetime was big. But this is more the heart and soul of what we do. I mean, we're a bar band from Atlanta, and here we are at a bar. So,
playing a bar or a 100-seat venue feels like the early days for Amy Ray and Emily Saliers of the Indigo Girls, and a new album takes them back again to the days of making records on their own. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. After 20 years as a musical duo, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers still managed to broach new territory, whether it's a lyric, an expansive arrangement, or the business side of music. Putting together the new Indigo Girls album Poseidon and the Bitter Bug found the pair facing life without a major label for the first time in a while, and their reaction to that change, well, it may or may not surprise you. Between songs at a special FUV live show at the Living Room in New York City, host Rita Houston spoke with Amy and Emily about the challenges and freedoms behind the new batch of songs, and also found out the status of another challenge that's more of a hobby.
I've heard a lot of artists describe albums as children. And if my count is correct, Poseidon and Bitter Bug is album number 11 for you guys. Would you relate to that analogy? And if so, what child is this exactly?
This is the child that didn't want to come out. For me. It's different for Amy.
So it took some work.
Yeah, it did at first, but then the cool thing was we got dropped by a record label and we were really, really happy. We had a long, long relationship with Epic Records, which at the beginning especially was very, very fruitful for us. And no record company ever messed with our creative process, but it was just became bogged down in a system of misspent money and non-creative ideas and sort of a machinery. And so we signed with Hollywood, and then they dropped us after we made our last record. So they dropped us right before we were supposed to go in the studio for Poseidon and the Bitter Bug. So we were very, very excited because, well, Mitchell Froom agreed to come back and produce the record. Everybody gave us a break. They knew we had a smaller budget. So the studio, Southern Tracks in Atlanta, gave us a break, and Mitchell gave us a break, and he came to Atlanta. We both wanted to work there. And we made two records in 3.5 weeks. So there was not a lot of belaboring the decision-making process, and sometimes in the studio, as in life, you can overthink things and weigh them down. And so we both feel like this album has an immediacy and a freshness to it because we're making decisions based on our guts as we went along really quickly.
It's sort of always gone my way. I'm just a little bit off these days. Like I've had hard knocks all my life. Like I'm a Bible Belt wife. Like I didn't see it coming. Like I didn't walk in willingly. See, I never want to sing again, la, 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 like a butterfly, without my wits about me, without my heart in line, third time's a charm, this is mine.
Did you do the crossword puzzle today?
She's working on it.
No, that's from last week or so.
Oh.
It's kicking my butt. Friday and Saturday, forget it. Sunday's my favorite day.
And wait a minute, I had you up on this crossword puzzle pedestal,
no,
Emily. Was that wrong?
You shouldn't have.
Well, it slips when we're off the road. And we've been off the road for a while, so we get back into it when we're on the bus a lot,
yeah.
And we actually get better. So that I think you're being humble, because I know you finished Friday by yourself before.
No, Friday.
I've seen you do it. It's the Saturday with all the white
maybe.
In it. The white.
Yeah,
what is that?
Each answer is like 20 boxes long.
Just make it work and it's fine. It's done.
But Sunday's like the really glorious one, you know,
because
you feel like you've really accomplished something when you do. I work on them for about 4 weeks and then get the old ones and start again.
Then my mind is drawn a blank. Can this shoot a color the same? There's no gas left in the tank. You always got your engine running. Shine a light in the darkest corners of my mind. What do you like? You're that kind.
Live from Indigo Girls, that's What Are You Like? recorded at an FUV live show at the Living Room. Hear the complete performance and more online at WFUV.org.